This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The television network CBS announced today that it will not broadcast a long-planned miniseries on President Ronald Reagan. CBS had been under fire by conservative groups who said the series was biased. In a statement, the network said its decision was not prompted by the controversy. Rather, CBS said that after seeing the final cut, quote, it believed the series did not present a balanced portrayal of the Reagans for CBS and its audience. The miniseries is now being licensed to Showtime. NPR's David Kestenbaum spoke with Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan.
Michael Reagan, have you actually seen the miniseries?
Well, I haven't seen the whole miniseries, but I saw an 8-minute clip of the miniseries given to me by the people at Entertainment Tonight when I did an interview with them a little over a week ago, and I was absolutely appalled by it.
What did it show?
Well, what it showed was it showed my dad in a way I've never seen him. First of all, it showed him angry. I cannot imagine my father on his worst moment saying to Nancy, shut up, God damn it. And to put those kind of things into a miniseries, make people believe that's the kind of man that he was, I think does a disservice to him and to his memory. That was just, you know, part of it. The other part that I found problems with is they played him like a buffoon, but then again, that's the way the Hollywood left has really seen my dad for many, many years. And it's not the people that I recognize that I was raised by and I'm the son of.
What's your family's reaction now that CBS is planning to not air it?
Well, I don't know what everybody else feels in the family because we haven't had time to talk. But I'm sure they're relieved on one level, but the other level is they're still going to put it over on Showtime. It's going to be the uncut version, so it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Yes, less people will see it, but then it'll play forever and for always and on cable. So I don't know if that's really a great thing for it because so much of it is so wrong to let people believe that he possibly had Alzheimer's disease as far back as 1984, 1985 when he was president of the United States is appalling.
Have you contacted Showtime yet?
No, I haven't contacted Showtime, but again, we don't have a problem. You want to do a movie about Ronald Reagan, but put in the things that, you know, what he really did. What's he really known for? He's an icon, not only to the United States of America, but to the people of the world that he helped set free when the Berlin Wall came down. And the greatest thing about Ronald Reagan is his big, big heart, just his love of this country. And he became president of the United States because he thought it was a calling. And I thought it was terrible to depict him as some kind of a buffoon. In fact, when my wife and I watched the 8 minutes together here at the house because I brought the tape home, she said, my God, this is like watching Saturday Night Live.
I mean, if you read the presidential biographies, for instance, they each have a different take on the person they're writing about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a different take. But unfortunately, what happens is, in America today, less people are reading. The more people get their information by watching the 30-inch peephole in the paradise. And they believe everything that comes across that screen is absolutely factual and true.
You've blamed the media for having a liberal bias, but it's that same media that ran all the stories about these complaints.
What I said, you said media, I was talking about the liberal left in Hollywood. The liberal left in Hollywood has never loved Ronald Reagan. They've always thought of him as a buffoon. And the stories that you're talking about became such a story because many of us who support Ronald Reagan or his children, you know, even the ones who disagree with him politically were appalled, you know, by what was going on. And that becomes a news story. Ronald Reagan makes news. That's why every book that's written about Ronald Reagan goes to the top of the Times bestseller list. He makes news. So if CBS, you know, is surprised by the outpouring of adoration from my father, then I don't know what planet they are from. The reality of it is they're the ones that put out the 8 minutes of video, made that available. They're the ones that put out parts of the script. Did they not think that people were going to respond to it? And then, of course, that response then becomes news across the country.
Michael Reagan, thanks very much.
You got it.